Maintaining soil health for profit. Hello, everyone. I'm Tom Stever, managing for profit from Brownfield Ag News for America. The need for high-yielding soybeans and outstanding weed control is becoming more important each season. Learn more about the next era of performance and control at BalanceGTSoybeans.com. Believers in sustainable farming practices say their methods conserve resources and add to the bottom line. More on that next. About a year ago, Southwest Iowa farmer Karen Seibold and her husband Brett were intrigued by research in soil health and decided this past fall to join the Soil Health Partnership.
Right now, we've just started with cover crops, simple rye type mix. We're hoping that it brings the kind of results that would bring us some better health for our soil and better bottom line. Soil health is such a new environment right now to know what works and what doesn't. And we have a very hilly area, curves, terraces, you name it. There's not too many straight rows on our place. So we're looking at holding our soil, taking care of extra nitrates that can be taken up by the cover crop, and also bringing some microbial health to our soil.
Iowa farmer Roger Zylstra committed years ago to no-till farming, but decided only a couple of years ago to use cover crops, thinking there was a need to apply technology to that part of his production.
We've used technology in our seeds and in our fertilizer and in our equipment, and I think that we need to apply the same kinds of technology to our soil. We're relatively new at this with just a couple of years, but it looks like it's really starting to pay benefits.
When Mike Long decided to do no-till farming, his commitment was to the extent of selling every piece of tillage equipment he'd owned. The Indiana farmer tells Brownfield that was to avoid the temptation to resume tilling the soil. He says that, and now his inclusion of cover crops, has benefits. Chief among them is to his bottom line.
We don't have a lot of dollars involved in big, heavy tillage equipment anymore. We see our soils continually improve over time, which is good for us and good for the landlords that we farm for. And we also see the water quality improve. Our runoff, our tile flows and things have changed over time, and our soils just continue to get better. We have actually increased our organic matter almost 2% over time, which equates to quite a few gallons of water per acre when you're looking at reserves for the July-August timeframe. We're considered unique. I like to say we farm ugly because we always have something growing out there. Something's always not appealing to tillage farmers. They like to see that nice clean field, the green rows. To me, I like to see the nice green rows with brown in between. During the rainstorms and that, I just despise seeing rivers and streams turn brown from soil.
I'm Tom Stever, managing for profit on Brownfield.